So I thought, you know, that after Paul, I was the first Jewish person in the world that believes in Yeshua. It's Paul and Golan.
This is no one else. So,
praise the Lord. My wife now, she knew a Korean family in the city of Haifa. She's in the north. And this Korean family said, there's a congregation of believers, Jewish believers in Yeshua. Why don't you come? I said, what? Jewish believers in Yeshua? How old are they? 2,000 years old?
Priatelia, vítajte pri Chcem viac podcaste, pretože život je príliš komplexný na to, aby sme o ňom rozmýšľali plitko. Špeciálny podcast z viacerých dôvodov, vidíte, že nie sme v svojom tradičnom štúdiu, sme na konferencii EWS v Piešťanoch a špeciálny aj z druhého hľadiska, pretože tu mám špeciálneho hostia, doktora Golana Brošiho, priamo z Izraela. Hello, Golan.
Hello.
Golan, vlastne s ním, rozhovor s ním budeme robiť v angličtine, takže pre všetkých z vás, ktorí potrebujete titulky, prepnite si a sledujte tento rozhovor na YouTube a zapnete si ich tak, že kliknete na taký obdĺžnik dole vo videu vedľa ozubeného kolieska. Potom, ak nás počúvate teda na Spotify alebo iTunes, prepnite sa tu na YouTube, aby ste všetko dobre pozerali. Takže začíname v angličtine. Golan, welcome to Slovakia.
Shalom, shalom. Thank you.
What a pleasure to have you here in podcast. And I will start right in medias res. You told me in interview we made for a newspaper in Slovakia that your mother, after you've started to follow Yeshua, Jesus, thought you've entered Nazi party.
Yeah, that I joined the Nazi party.
Yeah. That you become Nazis. How this could be?
Yes. So here we have to do a little bit of a history lesson.
Okay.
You know, I'm sad to say it, but the history of the church or the so-called church and the Jewish people, especially in Europe, wasn't so lovely. Mm. You know, and most of the persecution that Jewish people suffered was from so-called Christian people that said that they're Christians, or Jewish people thought that they're Christians, but they persecuted the Jews in Europe for hundreds of years. So, you know, even the Nazi soldiers, the SS soldiers, they had a cross on their belt, a cross. So my mother, of course, and most Jewish people think that if you're a Gentile, you're a Christian. And if you're a Christian, you're the enemy. Because of history, because of this bloody history between the church and the Jewish people.
Okay, so let's get to the beginning of the story. You were born and raised in Israel, in kibbutz.
In a kibbutz, yes.
Yeah, many in Slovakia cannot even imagine what kibbutz is. Could you explain it a bit, how it looked like?
Think about a communist paradise.
Communist paradise. Maybe some of our listeners and viewers know, because they lived in communist paradise for 30 years
ago. So, so until the 90s, until 1990, the kibbutzim were really, really communist. You share everything. Mm-hmm. You don't own anything. You know, for example, I didn't sleep in my parents' house. Mm. I slept in the children's house because the children belong to the kibbutz, to the community. And you can see your parents two hours a day. From 4 to 6, you can go to your parents' house, play a little bit, you know, eat a cake or something, and go back to the children's house.
that was really tough.
It wasn't so tough for me because I was born into it from the age of zero. This is everything I knew. Yeah. So I didn't know anything else.
And you lived in kibbutz for
until I was 26. Yes.
Oh, wow. And what happened?
Well, God decided to send an angel to the kibbutz as a volunteer to study Hebrew and work. And this angel came because of the love of Yeshua. Now, when I say Yeshua, how do you call him in Slovak?
Jesus.
Yeah. Or do you have a
We have Yeshish.
But we say Yeshua. Yeah, Yeshua, salvation. Yeah. So this angel from Korea came because of the love of God, the love of Yeshua. And I ask, you know...
You mean angel, like angel in Bible?
No, a person.
Yeah, okay.
A person, a real person. But it was an angel in Hebrew. Is somebody that is sent. It doesn't have
the
to
messenger.
Be... Exactly. It could be a messenger or a sent one. Mm-hmm. So this angel from Korea, I ask, why are you here? Every Israeli that I know wants to leave Israel. Mm. Why are you coming to Israel? You're from Korea. And this angel told me that the love of God, I love the Jewish people. love the Jewish people. Everybody, all the Jews I know hate the Jewish people. What do you mean? You love the Jewish people? And finally, this angel said, okay, if you want to know, read, you want to know why I came, what do I believe, read the New Testament. I said, oh, I don't have a problem reading the New. What is the New Testament? I didn't know there was an Old Testament growing up in a secular kibbutz.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was an Old Testament. And now you're telling me to read the New Testament? I need to get an update, you know. But praise the Lord. Slava Bogu, you say?
Slava Bogu.
So yeah. My parents had a Bible that they received as a gift from a missionary. In the kibbutz, we have a slogan. If somebody gives you something for free, you take it.
Okay.
Don't ask questions, just take it. You don't care what it is. If it's free, take it. You know, it's a communist mindset.
Yeah, I see.
So my parents put the Bible on the shelf, and I came to my parents' house, and I looked, and I see the Bible. Mm-hmm. So I opened the Bible. I'm looking for the New Testament. It has to be somewhere. You know, Genesis, Exodus. I'm getting angry. Where's the New Testament? Where is it? It's somewhere here. Okay, after the Chronicles, in the Hebrew Bible, Chronicles is the last book. And then I see Chronicles, I see Matthew. Oh. The Gospel according to Matthew, in Hebrew, of course. That must be the New Testament.
Sure.
And I start reading, and I see this is the genealogy of Yeshua, the son of David, the son of Abraham. I said to him, what is this? Is that the New Testament that the Gentile believe? It sounds really Jewish. It's Israeli. It's talking about Israelis, you know, in the Galilee, in Jerusalem, and a Jewish rabbi named Yeshua. What does it have to do with Christianity? What does it have to do with the Gentiles? How did this message get to Korea?
Oh.
It's like a Jewish book. And the more I read, the more I fell in love with Yeshua, and I knew that I was reading truth. Yeah? Actually, I came back to that angel, Korean angel, and I told this angel what I'm reading. I said, is that the New Testament that the Gentiles believe? Is that it? I said, yes, yes, continue reading. This is the New Testament. And I couldn't believe that I didn't know anything about it. Nobody in Israel, it was like a secret. Nobody was talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But praise the Lord, by the Holy Spirit, Yeshua saved me. And I married this Korean angel.
Oh, that's nice.
And yeah, we have two monkeys, a boy and a girl, and a dog.
That's nice. You know what's interesting? When I hear Jewish testimonies, many, many Jewish believers in Yeshua, they say, I started to read Matthew, the genealogy, and I came to faith.
Wow.
And you know, what is interesting is that Christians in Western world, they think, why someone put genealogy here?
Yeah, all the names, it's boring.
It's boring. I just keep it and go to real stuff. Yeah. But now I see why, and now people can see why is genealogy there.
You know, we had a friend in the hospital, and he was dying. Believer. And somebody came to visit him. He said, I just want you to read me the genealogies in Chronicles and the genealogies in Matthew. Why do you want to hear the genealogies? You're dying. I mean, don't you want to hear something else to encourage you? He said, no, just read me the names. And they read him the names and the genealogies. This begotten this one, and this was born. He was born, and he begotten this one. Just the names.
Mm-hmm.
And then they ask him, is it so interesting for you to hear the genealogies? And he said, because it reminds me that God remembers everybody.
Wow.
God remember every name. And he must remember me also. It's encouraging. Yeah.
Well,
true great. Story.
Great. But I've heard your story that you didn't just read New Testament.
Yes.
But you also read in Yeshiva the Hebrew different
yes.
studies.
So what happened when we decided to marry, I decided to marry this Korean angel, yeah? She wanted to stay in Israel, and she came because she loved the Jewish people. She wanted to know Judaism, rabbinic Judaism.
Yeah.
So people came, religious people came to the kibbutz, and they said, if you want, we have a conversion program where you become Jewish, you know, conversion. You can study Judaism and become Jewish after 1 year. But if you're going to marry Golan, then Golan also has to go with you in the process.
Mm-hmm.
He has to do it with you.
Yeah.
So she was studying in a religious kibbutz, And I had to go to the closest yeshiva in a town close to my kibbutz. Mm-hmm. For 1 year, I had to study every week with the wise disciple in the yeshiva.
Yeshiva is kind of a Bible school in Israel.
And I wouldn't say Bible school because they study the Talmud.
Okay.
They study rabbinic literature in the yeshiva. They don't study the Bible. Mm-hmm. They study the rabbinic tradition.
Oh, so it's a school for rabbinic law.
Yeah, the yeshiva is a school for rabbinic law. Okay. So in the morning, I would study the Talmud, rabbinic law, and in the evening, I would read the New Testament. Mm-hmm. And I finally understood, you know, finally a light went inside my head and I realized I'm reading two kinds of Judaisms.
Oh.
You know, there's rabbinic Judaism in the Talmud and there's messianic Judaism in the New Testament. And only one of them can be the true Judaism of God.
And how did you decide which one is true?
So by the Holy Spirit, by the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, by, you know, the power of the Holy Spirit, I was convicted that the New Testament is the true continuance of the Old Testament. You know, the last prophet in the Tanakh, in the Old Testament, mm-hmm. is Malachi. Malachi?
Malachi.
How do you?
Malachi.
Yeah. And the book of Malachi ends with a promise that Elijah would come before the Messiah. Mm-hmm. And the first gospel, according to scholars, is the gospel of Mark, mm-hmm. Marcus.
Yeah.
And the Gospel of Marcus starts with quoting Malachi, yeah. You know? So the New Testament is really, continues the messianic hope of the Old Testament. But the rabbinic literature is just laws and laws and regulation. It doesn't have anything mm-hmm. to do with the Old Testament. It's like a complete different Torah.
Yeah, I see.
Different rabbinic law. So I understood that the New Testament is much more natural or supernatural continuance of the messianic hope in the Old Testament.
Oh, that's nice. Well, you become Yeshua follower.
Yep, disciple of Yeshua.
Disciple of Yeshua. What happened next? Because
so I thought, you know, that after Paul, I was the first Jewish person in the world that believes in Yeshua. It's Paul and Golan.
This is no one else.
No other Jewish believers. But praise the Lord. My wife now, she knew a Korean family in the city of Haifa, which is in the north. And this Korean family said, there's a congregation of believers, Jewish believers in Yeshua. Why don't you come? Oh. I said, what? Jewish believers in Yeshua? How old are they? 2,000 years old? and she took me, and then I understood that there's many, many other believers. It was in the 2000, you know, after 2003, something like that. Yeah.
So you found community and you stayed there.
Exactly. So my first community congregation was in the city of Haifa in the north. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what about your old community in kibbutz, your family? What did they say?
Yes. So what happened is that when we got accepted to university, we had to leave the kibbutz because the university was far away. So we stayed in the dormitories. So we already left the kibbutz. Mm-hmm. But of course, the kibbutz people are, on one hand, they're really secular. But on the other hand, they're really, you know, closed. You know, everything has to be in a box. Mm-hmm. So if you believe in Yeshua, you became a Christian. You're no longer Jewish. You know, okay. you betrayed us. You joined the enemy. You joined the Gentiles. So
you are a traitor for them.
Exactly. So now, praise the Lord, it's changing. Mm-hmm. It's changing because One for Israel and because there's much more believers in Israel. Mm-hmm. So people know that we're okay. We're not.
You're not traitors.
Exactly. But it's slowly. It's getting slowly. Yeah. Slowly, slowly.
And have you experienced some, you know, offense or mocking?
Well,
or
we have, you know, we have death threats from extreme religious groups. Not all religious groups, mm-hmm. but extreme religious groups always give us death threats. Mm-hmm. Really ugly, but I know why it's coming. I don't hate them. You know, I say, Father, please forgive them. They don't know what they do, because of the history, the really hard conflict and history between so-called Christians and Jewish people. Mm. So it's bloody history. So yeah, I understand why they feel that way. Mm. It's natural.
Mm-hmm. And if you could give advice to your younger self, you know, living in kibbutz, what would be your advice in terms of searching for truth?
Yeah, so, you know, it's funny that you ask it, because I remember that even though I grew in a communist, secular environment, mm-hmm. as a kid, I was always, you know, looking to the sky and talking to what I knew as God, you know, what I heard is good. I always thought there's something else that I don't see, but can maybe hear me. Even as a kid, even though it's secular, I never heard anything about God in the kibbutz, anything about the Bible really deeply. But even as a child, I remember spilling my, talking, you know, from my heart to something, you know, to God, one, at least one thing there to be something, to, because I said, this is it, reality. I mean, you just, you're born, you work, and you have a family, and you die, and this can be, there must be more than that. I mean, we were thinking creatures, we're spiritual creatures, so there must be a spirit, spiritual world. That so as a kid, I don't think I would tell myself anything different, because that's the course that God planned for my life, and I want to respect it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
But
get the book and read it.
Exactly.
Get the New Testament and read it.
Exactly.
Or maybe for a Jewish
Start
seeker.
From Genesis.
Yeah, start.
You know, as a Jewish person, when you read Genesis, you read the first words, Bereshit bara Elohim, in the beginning, God
created.
It's plural. Huh? God is plural in Hebrew. It's gods.
Yeah.
Because Elohim is plural.
Mm-hmm.
You say, what? But created in Hebrew is singular.
Mm-hmm.
So why is gods in plural created in singular? And you sense there's a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hear the Holy Spirit is hovering over the waters. Yeah. What? There's God in plural. Then the Holy Spirit. And then in Genesis 1:26, God creates man in his image.
Mm.
You say, what? God has an image of a man? So there's God, there's the Holy Spirit, and there's God that looks like a man, the Son. You know, it's already the gospel is in the first chapter.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That's great. I love your interpretation of Old
Praise
Testament.
Praise the Lord.
Many Western Christians think they should start to just read the New Testament. That New Testament is all has all importance. It's about Jesus. It's about the resurrection. What would you think about this? How would you help them to?
So on one hand, I don't mind, because I see the Old Testament and the New Testament as Jewish books.
Yeah.
So anyway, you're reading a Jewish book. Written by Jews, you know, even if you read only the New. The problem is that Yeshua and the disciples didn't have the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
They had only what we call the Old Testament, the Tanakh.
Mm-hmm.
And that was sufficient. They could see Yeshua in the Tanakh. They didn't have the New Testament yet. And Yeshua told them, if you believed Moses, you would believe me, because Moses talked about me. So for us, the Old Testament is really important, because in Israel, most people never heard about the New Testament. And if they heard about the New Testament, they heard the wrong stuff about the New Testament. Everything they know about the New Testament is wrong for most Israelis. It's rumors.
It's
and
anti-Semitic.
Exactly. Yeah. It's an anti-Semite book. And so when you preach to your people, to your Jewish people, it's better to start from what they love and recognize, which is the Tanakh, the Old Testament. And I want to say to my Gentile friends, Christians, that again, we're talking about one book that begins in Genesis and in Revelation.
Yeah.
And that's the full counsel of God. So why would you know, if God gives you a gift, why would you use only 30%?
Yeah.
Take the whole gift, right?
Sure.
Enjoy the whole gift.
And I love how you can find, and how I think Christians should find Yeshua, Jesus, in every book of the Bible.
Exactly. And you know, the Bible is full of people, heroes of the faith. Like, you know, we were talking the other, you know, a few hours ago about Esther.
Yeah.
How Esther is a prototype of the Messiah. Sacrificing herself before the king, sacrificing herself for the Jewish people, and coming in the, according to rabbinic tradition, in the 14th of Nisan to the king, you know, as 14th, almost as a lamb.
Yeah, 14th of Nisan is like Passover. So it's like what Jesus has done.
Exactly. So Esther is like a prototype of the Messiah.
Oh,
you know, and you can see it in many heroes of the faith.
Yeah, so she was like the for Shadow.
Exactly, exactly, Esther.
Well, well. Thank you, Golan, for talking with us. We are going to follow in the next podcast. Priatelia, ďaká, že ste nás pozerali až doteraz. Toto bola prvá časť s Golanom, našim hosťom z Izraela, mesiánskym židom z Izraela. A tešíme sa na ďalší podcast, samozrejme, ktorý budeme nahrávať a ktorý si budete môcť pozrieť. V prvom rade vám chcem povedať, že ak vás niečo zaujalo, ak máte nejaké otázky, pripomienky, návrhy na ďalšie podcasty, určite nám ich napíšte pod video, budeme vďační. Sme vďační za každý komentár, za každý odber. Kopec ľudí z vás, ktorí nás sledujete, nás neodoberáte a tým pádom sa vám niekedy môže stať, že vám unikne ten obsah, ktorý dáme vonku. Ak si dáte odber, vždycky vám príde nová časť, príde vám nejaké upozornenie, takže určite to takto urobte. Ak ešte neodoberáte naše ranné biblické zamyslenia, ktoré posielame na viac ako 2000 e-mailových adres, tiež sa pridajte. Nie je lepší spôsob, ako začať deň, ako pri Božom slove, pri zamyslení nad Božým slovom. Takže toto boli Golan Broši, Martin Migláš. Tešíme sa na stretnutie v ďalšom podcaste, kde budeme rozoberať, a to vám poviem, ako Golan vlastne fungoval v komunite, ako funguje v tejto dobe, kedy je to v Izraeli ťažké, kedy tam prebieha častokrát vojna, ako sa musia ukrývať. Takže všetky tieto veci nájdete v tom ďalšom podcaste. Ahojte.